The post-match interview.
We're going to head back downstairs. Bucky, who you got?
Yeah, we spoke to this boy in 2017, and you're having a walk in the park before the game, Nick, and someone said you were going to watch the game today. So, Nick Villastone, boys, congratulations, mate. Well done.
Cheers, thank you.
Describe the emotions of winning this one compared to 2017.
Maybe a bit of relief, to be honest, and then, yeah, just enjoyment. And but then also mixed, like a lot of boys missed out who put a lot into this as well, so... Yeah, still excited, but there's mixed emotions.
Part of the relief, the battle in the first half of the season and some of the things to overcome?
Yeah, definitely. Even just all this week, like, probably being talked as the favourite going in, you read a bit more into it, and you just, because we did it in 2017, you know how good it is and how good the feeling is. So I just didn't want to miss out on that again, I suppose. And, yeah, it's been a good week.
Nick, did you walk the pooch this morning, or how does it work now that you're two-time premiership player?
So he pays someone to walk it.
My housemate actually got a dog as well, and he's pretty bad at home. He chews shit all the time. So we took him to the park to try and tire him out this morning, because no one's going to be home for a fair few hours. A
couple of days.
Yeah, hopefully. But
Did you get asked any questions about whether you were going to be coming today? Or
Nah, the weather probably wasn't that good earlier. It was a bit windy, so there wasn't many people down there, so I got to just fly under the radar.
We just spoke to Nathan Broad earlier, and he was talking about... the back six's capacity to overcome without Alex Rance. It probably took you some weeks to find your feet, but now on reflection, looking back, you must be proud of not only the group, but just the ability of that back six to hold up with arguably the best player or best defender in the competition not there.
Yeah, definitely. It definitely took us a while just to get used to not having him there, but probably made us grow as well. Like, Grimes has been super all year. Dave's been super. Brody, Basher, Shorty. Baker, I mentioned everyone else. So, we've just, all year we've been up against it without Rancey there, but at the same time he's put so much work into us off field. So, very, very, very proud.
What about your captain? Talk to us about him. Obviously he had his injury issues throughout the year, Nick, but just what he does and just the way he inspires. We just had Josh Caddy talking about the coach, but the captain as well is just as impressive in his leadership.
Yeah, I think Koch kind of led that culture change in 2016, so you can probably put both flags down to him and Dimmer. They've just had that much influence, and then watching him play today, he just hunts the ball that well, and it just fills you with confidence. And then also just the family man he is, how much care he has for everyone. It's pretty special.
What about Marlon Pickett? He's a life member of your footy club now, because you become a premiership player, you become a life member. He's played one game and he's a premiership player. It's hard to wrap your head around, even just as a neutral spectator.
Yeah, it's an amazing story. I said to him after the game, like, how easy is AFL footy? And he just said, yeah, bros. What he's going through, or what he's gone through, and he's got four kids in the room, his old man's here, it's amazing to see. But then also Jack Graham went out and he gave us so much during the year, so I feel for Jack, but it's an amazing story at the same time.
Nick, Dusty Martin got the Norm Smith. Who's going to be the sort of Norm Smith style on the celebrations?
Yes,
who you might not see for at least 2 weeks?
I'm not sure I'm allowed to say it, but I think everyone has their fingers crossed for Nathan Broad.
Oh. Yes, well, yes. We probably do, but just keep your medals at home. Yeah. Leave your medals at home, Nick.
We're going to confiscate his, sorry.
Leave the medals at home when you celebrate.
Yeah, but we're going on footy trip in a week, and I think there's about 30 or something booked. So.
Oh, where are you off to?
I'm not allowed to say. Well, Brandon's rocking up. It should be fun. It'll be good.
No, enjoy. It was great to watch your footy club. You were way too good today, and your second half of the year has been one out of the box for a team that some maybe had a line through after Alex Rance went down in round one, but your back half of the season has been absolutely superb to watch.
Yeah, cheers, boys. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us down there, Nick Vlaston.
The post-match interview.